Hey guys, we're winning. I'm so excited to be with you today. So in this video, I'm going to talk about what's going on and how we're winning. But before we do that, hey, if you are interested in building legacy wealth or a sustainable tax-free retirement, go ahead and click the link below to learn more, because I want to share with you how you can be your own banker for those really big purchases that come out of nowhere, or to have sustainable retirement, because within 10 years, you run out of retirement. At least that's the national average. If you become ill or injured and you can't work, then that really causes big havocs in your family. So I can help you with that too. So click the link in the description to learn more. Hey, if you're new to this channel, make sure you subscribe and hit the bell and share this video with other people. Also, in the comments below and in the description below, I have my backup channels, and it's really important because I've already been told by YouTube to knock my videos off. Like, they're already coming after me. So some big news. Okay. So in Nevada, a whole bunch of affidavits have been served. So, and affidavits are demanding that a full forensic audit happen. And that's because of people like you. It's the Patriots that are doing this. It's the movement. It's all grassroots movement. If it wasn't for you doing something, then nothing would be occurring. And so this is huge. This is really huge. And no one can stop the grassroots. They can try all they want, but this is a we the people thing. And the argument is, if we do this audit, it's going to destroy democracy. First of all, we live in a constitutional republic, not a democracy. Second of all, it's written in the Constitution that we the people can conduct audits of elections. So if it's in the Constitution and it's granted to us, there is no way that it's going to destroy our country. It can only make our country better. We can only improve our election process if we know what to improve. If we keep doing the same old, and we never know what we can improve, then nothing's ever going to change. And maybe there's some people in the establishment that wishes that nothing changes, but I think we the people are fed up. So let me get to some good news for you. Huge development. Three different states tour the Arizona audit floor. More are expected, and every day this week that's going to happen. So three different states toured Arizona's floor on Tuesday afternoon. Representative from Georgia, Alaska, and Colorado toured the facility. Colorado, hey, there are some strong, I don't know if I should use the word evidence, but there's some strong intuitions. There's some strong there's some strong stuff out there to support that Colorado is actually red and not blue. So Colorado people, get your affidavits. I'm glad your representatives are here in Arizona. So get your affidavits out and make sure this really happens. Alaska, I'm glad you're here too. I want every red state. Heck, I want every state. New York, I have a lot of people from New York who listen to my channel. Hey, get your affidavits out and start serving the people in your state and see if your state is actually red and not blue. Once they control you, it's really hard to get them to listen to we the people. They think they're in charge, but really and truly, you are in charge, New York. You are the people. You are the government. It's we the people, for the people, by the people, right? So get your affidavits out. So on Tuesday morning, OAN reported that delegations from Georgia, Alaska, and Colorado were inside the Veterans Memorial Coliseum, and they toured the historic Arizona audit process, because we are the first ones to really do this. And so they're on the floor and they're trying to do a deep dive to see what they can do to bring it back to their state. And you know, time's ticking, because we are almost finished with our audit. Oh my gosh, was it a large battle? The Board of Supervisors, the 40-something lawyers that were here, the threat of the DOJ trying to step foot on something that doesn't even belong or concern to them, the Secretary of State trying to get in on this. Can you believe she's trying to run for governor? The only way she wins is if fraud happens. What? I said, what? The Gateway Pundit reported Monday that Georgia would tour the Veterans Memorial Coliseum as more states are expected to follow. And we really do think more are expected to follow. Colonel Waldron expected 8 states to do a forensic audit. That's a lot. So I just thought, you know, Michigan, Wisconsin, Nevada, Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania. I thought those, but he's thinking there's going to be eight. So we'll see if he's right. More states did follow as they had two surprise guests from Colorado and Alaska, and the legislatures from these states received a classroom style briefing and are now on the floor and they're seeing it firsthand and to see how their process is run. I hope being the first one gives all the rest of the audit to leg up on how to do an audit and how to get over some hurdles that you're going to come across. So Ken Bennett said, there's a couple of legislatures from Georgia and one from Alaska that are in the building right now. And I've heard Virginia and I've heard Wisconsin. You've now told me Colorado, Nevada was a few days ago. Pennsylvania was last week. It's becoming a popular place. And are we expecting more tours? And Bennett said, I am told that every day this week there will be some elected officials coming in from some state. Today is Tuesday, and if the pattern continues, we'll have somebody in Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I think this is such great news. So Bennett said that we are beyond 80%, he's told, as far as counting the ballots, which is the first step. And then it goes to the paper evaluation, and they are well behind the counting levels in the paper evaluation. And I'm told that we'll probably be finished with the counting of the ballots by the end of this week. Can you believe that? Finally, end of this week, counting the ballots, or sooner. And then all resources will be shift to the paper evaluation. You can already see the paper evaluation has become increased significantly. Now there's 32 working tables and another probably 16 positions on the floor awaiting equipment and things like that. So once the counting is over this week, at some time, all resources will shift to the paper evaluation. So if you are listening to my program right now and you are an elected official, this is the week to get your butt down to Maricopa County to see what an audit looks like, to see how you can implement it in your town. As the audit finishes, more states are coming to Arizona in order to witness the process and take it home. And I'm really, really excited about that. So just wanted to share some great news with you. We are winning, people. We are winning. Little late is better than never. So I'm excited. I don't know all that's going to happen once everything gets revealed. I just know that good things will be coming our way. I just know it. I just know it. And who knows? We don't know what will happen, what will transpire, but I imagine some great stuff is going to come out of this audit. So just to be encouraged, everyone, take care. Have a great day.